Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, A to Z English podcast listeners, this is Jack here. We are excited to offer you a new way to get even more involved with our podcast. For just $10 a month, you can become an exclusive subscriber and join our private WhatsApp and WeChat groups. As a member, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions and leave comments that we will address in a special weekly episode dedicated to our supporters. Your generous donations help cover the operational costs of the podcast, allowing us to keep delivering the content you love. To join, simply click the links in the description to pay via our Stripe account or directly on the WeChat app. Thank you for your support. We can't wait to connect with you in our exclusive groups and hear what you have to say. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing a topic talk. And today's topic is Sochal's trip to China when she was 16 years old. And Sochal, I didn't know that you went to China when you were 16. I think this is the first time I'm learning of this. And why did you go? Who did you go with? What did you do? You know, all the WH questions. I'm so curious.
So what can I say about this trip? Well, we went, I was learning Mandarin at the time. I started learning Mandarin in freshman year of high school, which for our listeners, that means first year of high school. And in US, we have 4 years of high school. So I want to say it was my junior year. Yes, because I was 16 my junior year. The summer of my junior year, we went to China on a trip because, as it turns out, my dad is a university professor, and his university, the Confucius Institute, hosts a trip to China, and you have to pay like your ticket, but I think everything else is paid for, or it's subsidized. So that means like they pay for a lot of your trip.
And so you just buy the ticket, but they pay for like your accommodation, they pay for your food and that kind of stuff, like travel.
Yeah, I believe either that was the case or it's subsidized, meaning they put a lot of money towards your accommodation and your food and your travel.
And it lowers the price down. So
yeah, a lot. So it was pretty affordable. Mm-hmm. So my dad said, hey, I'll pay for it. My dad found it, actually, and he said he would pay for it for me. And so I said, yeah, okay. And a few, like only one other person who was in my class in Chinese went. And besides that, it was all students from Louisville, which is the capital of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so we all went to China, and it was an age range from 16, 17, pretty much. And it was a really great time. I think we landed in Beijing and we went to Shanghai and Xi'an. And I really, really loved it. I think that's probably one of my favorite places that I've ever visited. I really liked the food. I liked the weather. I liked how busy it was.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of really beautiful parks, like especially Xi'an had a really beautiful park. And we spent the most time in Xi'an. I think we spent a week in Xi'an, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And we went to a high school and got to meet like other kids our age. And then we went to a host family and had like dinner with them. And we got to go shopping and we got to take the subway and like we got to
Yeah.
like eat street food and we got to go on the Great Wall. We hiked on the Great Wall of China.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Shanghai and went to like some traditional palace, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we went to some gardens, some like traditional gardens in Shanghai. It was very hot and humid in Shanghai, and in Beijing it was very rainy and cold. It was like very, because Shanghai is the south and Beijing's like the north, right? And then Xi'an was probably my favorite because the weather was just perfect the whole time. So I really liked it there.
So, Sochal, you said you went to Shanghai. I heard some a quote by a famous chef and traveler, Anthony Bourdain, and he said, "Shanghai makes New York City look like a third world country." Like, I've always found that really interesting because I think the perception that Americans have of China is that it's somehow backwards, or it's not developed or whatever. And if you look at some of these projects that they have and they're building and the things that they're doing in China, there it looks like it's in a science fiction movie. Like it's in the future.
This was almost 10 years ago at this point, I guess. So, or 10 years ago. But I do remember that it was really insane how tall all the buildings were.
Yeah.
And we had a race after, I think in Beijing is where we ate Peking duck because it was a specialty. And I want to say that's from Beijing, but please
Yeah.
try just correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that's true. And so after we had Peking duck, it was really delicious, but it's heavy because it's kind of fatty and sugary and
Yeah,
it's really good.
duck is wonderful, but it's so oily and so
It's heavy on your stomach. It's like delicious on
rich.
your taste buds, and then your stomach's like, rrr.
Yeah, yeah,
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
my friends and I like raced because we were staying on like the 13th floor or something. I don't think any of it, no, it was higher than that. None of us had ever been.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That high up and like stay that high up. And so I remember that we got in like an elevator and they got in an elevator and my friend and I tried to race them up the stairs. There's no way we could make it, you know. But we were just
You got to like the eighth
like
floor,
running as hard
and
as we could. I think
yeah.
I made it and like they were, I think they had like stopped on a floor because of something or something, and so we made it close to the same time. But I like threw up after because I ran so hard to make it up the stairs. And I'm like, no, my Peking duck. So
Beijing duck goes in, Beijing duck goes out. Yeah.
it was very,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh.
Shanghai was very beautiful. We actually, I believe we stayed at a university in Shanghai. And it was really nice. I remember the dorms and everything. And We were staying in some college dorms, even though we were high school students, but it's because I think the University of Shanghai has like some exchange program. That's what we were looking at. And yeah, it was really fascinating. We really enjoyed it, and I would say it's a beautiful country. I think it's one of that and Seattle are two of the places that I went, and I was like, I love it here. I could live here. I could stay here forever, you know.
Shanghai is a city that I absolutely must visit. I'm more interested in visiting Shanghai than I am in visiting Beijing, oddly enough. I know it's the capital city and everything, but I really want to visit Shanghai. It seems like such a cool vibe, like such a cool city.
Yeah, and Chinese listeners, don't hate me for this. I like the southern accent more, even though it's more improper. The northern accent is more difficult for me to pronounce because it's like it's rougher, and like the tones and like the sounds, like the consonant sounds, are much sharper. And the southern accent is like more, it's softer, and it's easier for a foreigner because it's hard to like enunciate those like sharp consonant sounds, like dr, like that kind, for the north. And for the south, it might be like l instead of r. And so it was just easier for me to pronounce because my first teacher was actually Southern Chinese, and my tutor after that was also, she was from Nanjing, so she was from the south, southern capital city, I guess. So I was more used to that. And then when I went to college, the professors were from the north. And it was so hard to keep up because it's like it's a more proper, supposedly, I think, pronunciation.
More formal or something like that?
Formal, yeah. Like, I guess it's more, it's kind of like how in the southern US like dialect or regional accent, we kind of slur words together or
Yeah,
whatever,
there's a
and
southern drawl, they call it, you know,
yes.
which I think
I
it'd be
think
really
it's more.
funny if for like a Chinese student or a Korean student to go to America and study English in Louisiana or Georgia or Alabama, and so they learn, you know, English with that, like, how y'all doing, you know, hey y'all,
Right.
you know, something like that.
Yes.
It's
Yes. So
like
that's basically how I learned Chinese. So that's what I had, this funny accent to them, to the northerners. So it was fun though. But yeah. So yeah, that was my trip to China. I have so many very fond memories. And I loved it. And I think it's one of the number one countries that I really want to go back to. Of the
And
ones that
what
I
how about the people? I forgot to ask you about the people, but
Everyone was so friendly, and it was crazy because everyone was so friendly and it felt really safe. And I remember I left my like wallet full of money at one of these stands, and the old lady ran after me and was like, "Hey, you forgot this."
wow,
And it was
I love
crazy because a
that.
lot of places they'd be like, "Oh, I just pocket."
Yeah,
In
hey.
the US, don't do that. You know what I
In the
mean?
US, that money is gonzo.
Oh,
Yeah,
no. And she
gone for
ran after
sure.
me and she's like, "Hey, you left your money here." And I bought all this merch because I knew my dad would really like it. It was really fun. It was like these t-shirts. Obama was president at the time, and they were called like Obamao, like Mao Zedong, I guess, but Obamao. Had it with the like little
Obama.
hat and the red star, and it was really, I had a fun time with that. I got my dad like a watch and a t-shirt and a hat and all this stuff.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah, and the people were so nice, so friendly, and they were so like nice and flattering to us, and like accommodating. And I don't know, I really, really appreciated it. And yeah, nothing bad to say, all good things. And I really hope to come back someday and be able to
You made me
see
want to go
more.
to China. I really want to get there. So,
You have to go. My dad
yeah.
also really wants to go, and I tell him like, come on, man, you should go because the circus, we also went to the circus. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really funny is that the popcorn is like sweet there. It's not salty. It's not
Yeah, it's the same in
like
Korea too. They got, you know,
Yeah.
the sweet popcorn, the caramel popcorn. Yeah,
Like,
it's
I like salty
interesting.
popcorn, so I really
Yeah,
like
I'm definitely a savory
it. And salty.
over,
Yeah. Anyway, listeners, let us know. Are you team sweet or salty popcorn? Have you been to China? Are you from China? Tell us your experiences. I really love it. It's definitely a country that I want to go back to. And yeah, we will see you guys next time. Make sure to join our WeChat and WhatsApp groups. That way we can interact with you directly. If you have any money to spare, make sure that you join to see our exclusive content episodes. It really helps Jack and I make more content for you guys. And send us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.